Proclamation number 6152 of 2nd of January, 1955. Communion. So receive the bread of heaven and feast on it. You will always be fed by me. You can always receive from me what you need to mature your soul. You will always be offered food and drink if you desire it. Whoever comes to me to take supper with me will be satisfied at my table. Whatever he needs will be offered to him in abundance. He will never need to suffer lack. For my table is richly laid for all, and I reject no one. For all of you need strengthening for your soul. All of you can only give life to your soul if you supply it with food and drink, which you receive from me in abundance. But no one will come to me to take the banquet with me who does not feel love for me, for only the soul hungers for the bread of heaven which has shaped itself into love. And only love drives it to where it will be fulfilled. To me, to my table of gifts, where it can receive the evidence of my love, where it happily accepts my word, which is refreshment for it and gives it strength and lets its love become ever deeper. Anyone who does not love me is not drawn to me, nor are my gifts tempting him, for he seeks fulfillment of his desires elsewhere. He only seeks that which gives his bitter pleasure, but he does not think about his soul. Without love there is no connection between the human being and me. Thus without love no communion can take place. Do you understand this? Only love establishes a union. Nothing else. And a person who has become love also hears my word. He receives the gifts of my love. To him alone can I give the bread of heaven. To him alone can I feed and water him with my flesh and my blood. With bread and wine that secures life for his soul. How could a person deprive my word of its power who is completely without love? Thus stands at a far distance from me. How could he receive from my hand what makes him blissful if he does not come to me? If he himself, through his lack of love, creates a gulf between us which, without love, is unbridgeable, he must come to my table, to my house, where I distribute my gifts as host. But the path to me is only ever the path of love. He must desire me myself, and I will meet him in order to escort him to my table. And then he will be able to receive unlimitedly so that he can continue his earthly life strengthened and refreshed, so that he will reach his aim. I will give him bread and wine which alone are nourishment for his soul. I will supply him with my word, which is blessed with my strength. I will speak to him and give him the truth. I will give him that which alone leads to the aim, which ensures his soul an eternal life. Bread and wine. My flesh and my blood. My word, which I myself have blessed with my power. Amen.